Another terrific source of monthly cash flow came from buying an airplane hangar and associated executive office complex. The hangar contained rental space. Corporate aircraft owners could safely park their very expensive jets inside instead of outside. Each owner would pay approximately $600 to $1,000 per month based on the size of his or her aircraft. With an average of 10 aircraft per building, we were generating about $8,000 gross income per month, about $96,000 a year, for a property that I was able to purchase for less than $250,000. I rented the office building to a professional engineering firm and generated an additional $4,000 per month, $48,000 a year, of rent on a mortgage of $125,000 for the offices. By the way, I grew this business to $7 million in annual sales before selling it. After paying expenses and debt, these two properties throw off a monthly cash flow of $4,300. The cash flow from these properties not only paid for them, they covered my personal expenses as well. Out of the businesses I began, I still own two, a technology consulting company focused primarily on small to medium-sized businesses, and my new high-tech company, which is an innovative community-based advertising and communication system. Reading Protecting Your Number One Asset by Michael Lechter, one of the Rich Dad Advisors, taught me that I needed to safeguard this intellectual property. My goal for this year is to get my latest business going so that it spins off positive cash flow by the end of the year. 5 years from now, my target is monthly cash flow somewhere between $50,000 and $80,000. At the deepest level, I believe the greatest gift of the Rich Dad information is the restoration of imagination and motivation lost through hopelessness and negativity. Consider this. If the dream of financial comfort seems so out of the realm of reality because time and again a person has been disillusioned, that person will give up hope of ever attaining that dream. Unfortunately, as it relates to money and finance, all of us are surrounded with more negative people than we are with positive. Sadly, with constant negative reinforcement, imagination, the visualization of what could be, narrows until it disappears. Over time, this exposure creates a pessimistic veneer that influences your thinking, your acting, and what you can achieve. When it does, motivation is lost because there is nothing to push toward. Without imagination, nothing can be achieved. If your mind is not bringing in good, constructive ideas, it is because of bad mental habits. I believe the Rich Dad information bridges the gap between the despair of disappointment and the hope for accomplishment by shifting the influence from negative to positive. It allows one to create or recreate an internal picture of what could be and helps to propel one toward it. Fear of what a person can't do is replaced by a positive image of what a person can do. I also believe that the intermediary between ignorance and a commodity is the development and refinement of a systematic, replicable way of performing a task. When viewed from this perspective, the Rich Dad Group has moved the understanding of value creation closer to a commodity than any group before. One of the most significant benefits I've received from the Rich Dad materials is a renewed view of life. In my experience, my passion has been reignited, and I understand how my life continues to be changed. I've learned to find new opportunities as the world shifts from an industrial economy to a new information economy. Financial freedom is a reality. Hope for a better future exists. I don't know anyone who does not have challenges. Everyone can tell stories of personal traumas. Holding thoughts of inadequacy, lack, gloom, and ill will doesn't do anyone any good. You cannot hold a picture of failure and expect it to guide you to success. But if we choose to do so, we can use these experiences to propel us forward instead of using them as excuses not to achieve our dreams. The most sobering thought I can share about money as a result of my exposure to and influenced by the Rich Dad materials is that a person must constantly be creating, finding, or adding value. Money, in and of itself, has no conscience. It cares nothing about personal history, excuses, or life challenges. If a person does not add value to his or her life, eventually, and one way or another, money will flow to those who do. And while I've accomplished much of what I set out to do, okay, I still haven't met Farah. I'm in my mid-40s and confident about doing much more. My primary concern is the ultimate freedom of being able to contribute my core passion to society. It's become apparent to me that having money is not the big thrill. It is being able to step back and look at the value I've manifested in exchange for the money. That's where the real emotional satisfaction is. And that, I feel, is the root of all good.